Welcome to another episode of the Rugby Buzz, a brand new podcast brought to you by H&HB Events. My name is Mark Hartery, and today I'm delighted that we're able to give you a slightly different podcast, as we wanted to showcase one of the brilliant local Gloucestershire rugby initiatives that is currently taking place. Today, I'm privileged to be able to chat to local rugby stalwart Andy Jarrett about the Invitational Vets rugby side that he founded, Egg Chasers. Okay, hello Andy, and welcome to the Rugby Buzz. How are you doing? I understand you've been a bit in the wars.
Hi Mark. I've been in the wars a little bit recently. An old rugby injury has come back to bite me, almost literally.
Okay, what's happened?
So I had reconstructive surgery on my knee about 20 plus years ago, which took me out of the game for quite a while. So it was reconstruction on my knee. All the ligaments literally ruptured. So they took them out, put in some man-made fibers, which I would say did the job, but it kind of didn't, hobbling around for the last 20 odd years with it. And it turns out, so I was out running just 2 nights ago.
Hang on, just stop you there. You were running?
Running. Okay. I find that difficult to say myself as well. I fully blame Mike Ashwin for this. He nominated me to run 5K. So being the competitive person I am, went out and did it. Not straight away, I might add. It took me quite a long time to get to that distance. But I did it and I carried on just trying to keep myself fit because we're not playing rugby anymore. We just need to keep a little bit healthy right now. So went out for this other run. Literally 30 seconds around the corner from finishing, the knee went pop, and it turns out after being to A&E that the man-made fibres that they stuck in my knee snapped and pulled part of the bone away with it. So I've now got a very attractive brace on my knee and lots of pills.
Lovely. So even when rugby gets back to starting, we're not going to see Andy Jarrett on a rugby field for a little while, are we?
It depends if you're asking me or the wife.
Well, we'll leave that one there for the time being. Today we're going to have a chat about what is a fantastic initiative that you've been involved in for the last couple of years, which is Egg Chasers. So first things first, what's Egg Chasers all about?
So Egg Chasers is an invitational charity vets team. From players from all over the Southwest. The ethos is mainly based around players I've played with or against over the years that I've been playing. What we do is we play a few games every year and we have some after-match events with the aim not only to bring people back together again from the rugby community, but we're raising money for charity. We're raising awareness for motor neurone disease, specifically for pain in the ALS for Mike Crisp.
Okay, and was it the MND side that gave you the idea to start? I mean, how and when did it start?
Well, the idea was in my mind for years. Getting towards the end of my career, I was thinking, I'd really like to play vets, and I'd really like to organise a charity team. Never got around to it, didn't have the time because there was other things going on. But then I read a blog that Mike Crisp put out, and it was one of these very honest, very direct blogs that really clutched on the heartstrings, and it was one of those wow moments, and I thought, geez, I need to do something about this. It really sort of motivated me to think, I'm going to set up this team now. So I read the blog, I got in contact with him and said, look, is it okay with you if I set up my first team and have you as a nominated charity? He was obviously delighted, and he said yes. So the work got around to doing that, and within just a few months, I got a team, got a kit, got sponsors, got some venues to play at, and we were up and running.
So for those people listening that don't know about Mike or don't know it, you know, Mike's background, tell us a bit about Mike, because he was. A real part of local rugby, wasn't he?
Yeah, Gloucestershire? Yeah, we grew up playing rugby. He's a Cheltenham boy and I'm a Gloucester boy. There's no love lost there right at the start, but we came together playing county rugby from under 16s and upwards. And there was one specific year, we all played County Colts together. And it was one of those seasons where a team just clicks. And we had a great run. We got to the final at Twickenham. We won't talk about that game because we lost. But the run-up to there was amazing. Us as a group of players all over Gloucester, Bristol, Cheltenham, the Forest, we came together and we created a really good bond. And Crispy was hugely part of that. So we grew up together. Then as time goes on, we get jobs, we get married, we get kids. And you kind of, you don't drift apart, but you don't see each other or talk to each other that often. But yeah, he's huge in the Cheltenham area, Cheltenham Club specifically. And then, yeah, it was reading his blog. I was unaware that he had MND, and reading it proves, or it just came across, the message came across that this guy that I know has got motor neurons disease. And what he wrote, what I then researched afterwards, just blew my mind with my knowledge of motor neurons disease and exactly what it was. Because I think a lot of us only really knew somebody like Stephen Hawkins. But it's clearly bigger than that. It's the work that people like Doddy Weir have done, Joost van der Vesterhuizen, Rob Burrow, that's now sadly got the disease. The awareness of motor neuron disease right now is growing so much that more and more people are doing more things around about it, trying to raise the funds and the awareness just to find that cure.
Yeah. And you know, as you mentioned, Doddy has just been absolutely immense. I mean, it's into the millions now, isn't it, that his foundation has raised. But do you find that that's having a knock-on effect with what you're doing with Egg Chasers? Is that helping?
Yeah, it's massively helping Egg Chasers. I mean, the ultimate goal is whoever does it, whoever raises so much money, we find the cure for motor neuron disease. To have someone like Doddy and all the others, Doddy, Joost, et cetera, is helping the name and the brand and the awareness of motor neurons get out there. So he may raise millions, I may raise thousands, but between us, we're all for that one cause.
Yeah. I mean, and as you say, you know, Mike's such a fab guy, and I know he's a huge supporter, you know, when he can, of the Egg Chasers games as well. So, you know, MND was the thing that kind of spurred you into action as far as the invitational side is going. There are lots at times of invitational sides out there. What makes Egg Chasers so special?
For me, Egg Chasers is a special thing. We, like I said at the start, the ethos was for players that I played with or against over the years. So I had that connection to every player. Then I remember specifically at the first game we played at Chosen Hill, and it was against the Chosen Hill and Overichens combination. There was, apart from the worry and the trepidation, are people going to turn up to this? Are the players going to turn up? Are any supporters going to turn up? When they did, it was almost like we'd seen each other the week before. It was almost like the players that had never met each other before knew each other. And straight away, the connection was there. So every game since then, they all talk about this new rugby family, that they get on so well together. We're very much a social side. No bones about it. We do like the social side of rugby. We were brought up on it, and that's what it should be. I think we play rugby to maybe expel some of our aggression and our excitement, but we do it so we can work up a thirst after a game. And we make sure we do that, all for the right reasons. We raise money for charity, but we do it with a good social aspect.
I mean, that first game that you played, at, as you say, Chosen Hill and Old Richards, I mean, you raised over £4,000 on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it was over £4,000 on that one, which blew me away. It was that nervousness of, are people going to be there and are people going to bid for these auction items? We had some great items. One of them was, say, Joost van der Vesterhuizen signed shirt. And you're thinking, if the wrong people are here, that's not going to go for a lot of money. And it's, of course, we want as much money to be raised. To get over £4,000 on our first game, nobody had ever heard of us, was absolutely mind-blowing. And it was further motivation to think, I'm doing the right thing here. All of us playing together, supported, we're doing the right things.
Yeah, and you know what you've just described sums rugby up as well, doesn't it? It's a fantastic family to be part of, and as you say, you can go 5, 10, 15 years without seeing some of these guys, and then you pitch up on the same team or even an opposing team, and as you say, it's like you've with them yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, there aren't many sports that happens in, but rugby is definitely one of them, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's very cliche, and I'm sure every person who plays every other sport says the same thing, but it is the best sport in the world for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, and you, as you know, we work with Nigel Owens many, many times, and he's a good friend of ours. And that's the one thing that he says all of the time, is that it is just the best sport in the world.
It is, yeah.
And guys like you and what you're doing with Egg Chasers and the rest of them, you know, they bear that out. I mean, in terms of fundraising, where are you in terms of total fundraising to date with Egg Chasers?
We've been going for just over, well, about 2 years now. We are over the £15,000 mark, which we wow. we had no expectations. I set no limits or any goals to get. I must get so much per game. It was, let's see what we can get so much per game. What awareness can we get from each game? So to have over £15,000 in just over 2 years is just mind boggling. It's further proof that we're doing the right thing and we're doing it for the right reasons. Sponsors come on board, and I've worked hard for other clubs in the past to get sponsorship. I know how difficult it is to get our first sponsors, especially because it's a brand new thing that they didn't know what they were buying into. It was humbling that they came on board without any begging. There was no pleading. They just trusted what Egg Chasers was going to be about, and they came on board. The same, it's 2 years later, we're getting some new kit. Again, more sponsors have renewed with us, and many, many more have come on board with us. Didn't have to plead them. They want to be part of what we're building, which is massive. And I honestly cannot thank sponsors enough for coming on board, because it would be such a struggle without them, yourself included in that. H&HB have been great in the past, the last couple of years since we started, coming to events, sponsoring us. Holding events that we've attended, because your events are just out of this world and they're spectacular. Thank you also for coming on board officially for the next couple of years.
From our point of view, it's a great association, and you know we love what you do and we love what you stand for. And as you say, that to have the sponsors on board and the whole range of sponsors from every type of sector, they're not one particular sector. You've got right across the board, you know, from solicitors and financial services to, you know, bars and biltong and all the electrical firms. You know, you've got a huge range, and that's testament to what you guys are doing. Early doors, you know, the message got out there, and I remember switching on to watch BT Sport and Rugby Tonight, and there sat on the couch with Sara Elgin is yours truly. How did that come about?
We just contacted BT Sports. That's what we did at the beginning, was we just wanted to get out there as much as possible. And we just contacted them and said, look, this is us. Would it be okay if we came in, came to your show? And they were, yeah, sure. Come and get some tickets. So we were there as in the crowd as the spectators. And then they said, actually, would you like to do a quick 5-minute spot? So I was like, okay, put him on the spot, but yeah, okay. So yeah, sat down on the sofa, had the makeup done for a few hours beforehand, and had a little chat to our lovely Sara. Yes,
brilliant. Yeah, and then that again, when you set out on the Egg Chasers journey, I don't expect you thought you'd be on BT Sport being interviewed by the lovely Sara.
No, not at all. It was. I mean, that's something that established teams or established businesses do, not us who've played two games. It was brilliant. It was such a good experience. for us, because it was all brand new, it was exciting. We had a little minibus that went down with us. We were there with our egg chasers dash on. And it was just, we were looked after really well. We had Joe Marler on. He was there as a special guest. And Joe being Joe, you can imagine the types of chats he was having off screen. He was brilliant. Yes. He came around to have a chat to us all as well. And we got pictures with him. Yeah, didn't imagine it, but absolutely fantastic.
And it's not only not only rugby. I think the Egg Chasers have had a little go at cricket as well, haven't they?
Yeah, we were invited. We played Chatham Combination, and then we were invited to play in their cricket tournament that they held every summer. I warned them that we're rugby players and not cricket players, but he said just get a team. So I managed to get an Egg Chasers team to represent us, and again it was fantastic. It was held at the cricket ground in Cheltenham. The atmosphere, because most of them were pretty much rugby players as well. So, of course, you can have a great atmosphere. There was a bar, there was a DJ. It was a great day. And, yeah, we managed to get to the final and we won our first bit of silverware, albeit not with an over ball.
Ah, well, that's something to be proud of as well. I mean, the squad, as you've already touched on, you know, really is about players that you played with or against. So it's drawn from so many different rugby clubs around Gloucestershire. Are there any in particular that have that have bought into it in terms of clubs, or is it really spread right across?
It's spread from right across. We've got big amount of people from Stroud that have come in, because I spent a lot of years, I spent 10 years at Stroud, so quite a lot of those have come in. Old Richens is another one, Lydney's another. I mean, there are so many clubs that have been involved with, which is brilliant, because it means that there's players from every club that, again, they believe in the ethos. We really do have some characters within Egg Chasers. We've got the likes of the Bashford brothers. They're good fun. They've always been good fun and like a bit of a mocking session. People like Paul Smith from Old Richens. Gareth Williams, I think, I've just got to say the name Gareth Williams, and I think a lot of people have a little smirk on their face with the type of character he is. He actually won a poll on social media recently where we put out some photos that we'd had during the years that we played, all different types of photos. There were photos of all of our personalities, and he managed to win it. And again, it depicts exactly what Egg Chasers is about, and he really is that person. And he's even gone to the extent of recently going to get a tattoo of Egg Chasers, which is phenomenal. Yes, he's. I think you can safely say he buys into everything he does, and this is no different. To go out and get a tattoo for Egg Chasers is just wow. Good on him.
Yeah, and again, I know Gareth, and that sums him up. He is definitely larger than life, and if he's in the room, then there's going to be some fun and frolics around as well. But more importantly, as you say, he buys into the ethos, doesn't he?
He does.
Buys into the ethos of what you're doing. Until COVID struck, you'd already played a number of games. Are there any particular games that stand out?
Yeah, I mean, the Chosen Hill Old Richens combination was great because it was our first one and we raised so much money, and that was the start of us. Mm. We went on to play Dings, which was a fiercely competitive game. It would have done league rugby proud to see that game. It was so physical and so tough. We managed to come out victors from there, which, no surprise, I think Gareth played a bit of a part in that by probably enticing a little bit of Rafty Tufty, which kind of got everybody's back up, and it made us play that little bit extra. So we managed to come out victors on that one, which is huge because they had some exceptionally good players. Yeah. Rumour has it they hadn't been beaten in the past, so to take that record off them is quite nice.
Well done, yeah.
Played Stride, which was great fun to go back to Frommel Park. But I think if we, for one standout game or venue, was to play at Cardiff Arms Park against the Headway charity, that was special.
Okay, yeah.
Going back over the bridge and playing at the Arms Park, I even popped over for a quick try. I say a quick try, it was from a yard out. That was really special to play there, to play on that pitch was brilliant. Another good one, again, it was over the bridge. The Welshies, who know how to do it, was we played against Risca, and they were epitome. They just sum up what local rugby and what vets rugby really is. We played a good game, good spirits, and afterwards there was a sing-song, there were drinking games. It's what rugby really is all about, and I haven't got enough praise that I could send their way for Risca. Good guys they are.
Yeah, and but again, you've talked about it. It's just that ethos, and I presume when you're looking at fixtures, that's a big part in where you end up playing, isn't it? It's what their ethos, whether they've bought into what you're trying to do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have quite a few teams come in and want to play us, but they have to be the right ones. If we're not just there to play a game of rugby. We're there to play a game of fun rugby, but still to win. Make no bones about it. I still like to win, even if it's a charity game. But afterwards, we want to also enjoy ourselves. We want to put an event afterwards. It could be where we've got a simple auction and raffle, or it could be that we've got a race night going on, or a hog roast, a barbecue, a Hawaiian theme. We need to have some fun afterwards, and the clubs have to buy into it.
So when rugby gets back underway, any plans in the pipeline as yet?
Yes, I do. So off the pitch, we're looking at getting a new website and an online shop going. So we're going to be a lot more professional in how we run. I don't want us just to be that little charity side. I want us to grow, because the more we grow as a brand, the more awareness comes for motor neurone disease, and only good can come from it. So new website is on its way with a new online shop. We're looking on the pitch to host a summer tens tournament for vets. So that we've already started discussions on that. So we're looking for a vets tens summer tournament for next year, in the hope that COVID does one and we can actually get down to playing again. And that's really going to help our legacy, because we all know that vets, we've got a short shelf life, but we need something that's going to protect our longevity in what we do. And to have the commitment of an annual tournament that would be fantastic in, not just to have great fun, put on a great event, but we'll be able to protect the legacy and raise more money, raise more awareness for motor neurone disease.
So will the Vets tournament just be an afternoon event? Is it just a couple of games?
No, the event itself will be a weekend event. So it'll be 2 days of rugby with some overnight camping. We're going to have live bands there. We're going to have food stores. And, of course, there's going to be an open bar there as well, along with some other kinds of entertainment, some adult bouncy castles, bungee runs, gladiator runs, loads of things like that just create a great environment, a really good atmosphere for everybody to come along, not just for the teams themselves that'll be there for the weekend. There'll be camping and the availability for anybody, all the supporters to turn up and camp for the night as well.
Wow, when you first mentioned it, it sounded like it was just going to be an afternoon of rugby, but you've really gone all out, as you always do, Andy. But it sounds like a fab weekend. Have you had much interest to date, or is it still early doors?
So this is really early doors right now. I'm making a plan A and a plan B because of COVID, obviously, like everybody else is. I've got some good plans in place for plan A, and that is that we're allowed to play rugby. Already got a venue that's agreed for it. We've got down to the nitty-gritty of how we get the supporters on side, how we get the message out there, the marketing, and everything goes behind that. So we're kind of ready to go. We just need to press the button when we know that COVID is going to allow us to do that.
Okay. Yeah, all exciting times. So it's watch this space. Certainly watch the Egg Chasers social media and see how that progresses. I wish you all the very best, and with that in particular. And we look forward to coming along and supporting. Hopefully too. And anything else?
Also looking at doing an annual sponsored event. So we'll hold one main event every year, and it won't be so much an Egg Chasers event. It would be a few players that want to go and do something. And it might be hike the Three Peaks. It might be a kayak river challenge. It might be a boxing event that I'm thinking about. But we have an event, just one random event every year that somebody or a couple of people or a big group want to do something and raise money. So, yeah, we've got quite a lot going on in the background as opposed to...
Wow, I was going to say, you haven't put your feet up during the break, have you? There's lots of exciting things.
We've got many things in place right now, and I've got a great team that's helping me as well in the background with Mike Ashwin and Scott Pollock. I've got to put a shout out to them because they're helping me do some organising, along with my wife, Charlotte. She's also helping out with a lot of things to help organise, get a good organising committee together. Because it is, and rightly so, it should be more than just me. I can't do everything. I don't want to do everything because that means I'm spread too thinly.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, there's lots of rugby fans and players, past players and business owners who you know, are already listening to the podcast. Any particular messages that you'd want to get out to them about how they may be able to get involved with Egg Chasers?
By all means, if anybody wants to get in touch and help out the Egg Chasers, get in touch, please do. I'd ask anybody, whether you're a business owner or you just want to come and watch a game of rugby by a few old blokes trying to run into each other, come and watch the games. They're put on at rugby clubs. We're playing everywhere from Gloucestershire down to Bristol, South Wales. Come and watch the games because it really helps the environment and the atmosphere afterwards and during. It is really good fun. And also for a business point of view, if you feel we have many auctions and raffles that go on, if you feel you might have something you could offer, whether it's a product or service or an event or anything that you think would help us promote an event or promote a raffle or an auction, please do get in touch. And again, there's sponsorship, many, many options with sponsorship, not just the fact that you want to come and be on our shirts. There's other things that we need sponsorship for. We need travel sponsorship. We need sponsorship to buy a gazebo so we can have a big front of house at our events. There's so many more things that we could certainly do with some sponsorship.
And how do they get in touch, Andy?
They can get in touch by emailing eggchasersinfo@gmail.com.
Okay, so as well as the email address, Andy, I presume you're on social media. How do people find you on social media?
Yeah, we're all over social media. So you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram and on Twitter. If you typed in Egg Chasers Rugby, you will find us.
Okay, so plenty of ways to get involved there. The more help you can get for a fantastic cause in MND, the better. With many games still to happen, I'm sure, for Egg Chasers, have you got a dream game you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, I, being a Gloucester boy and being lucky enough to put on the shirt, I would love to get an Egg Chasers game at King's Home. That would be the ultimate, I think, for me personally. It would. If we could get that as some sort of pre-match game to a Premiership game or a European game or an after game, just so we're part of the full day and we've got the spectators there, I think to play on King's Home again would just be out of this world. And it would be brilliant for the Egg Chasers as well. And I think it'd be great for Gloucester and Gloucestershire for those people to come and watch a game like that.
So how about an Egg Chasers v Cherry Pickers game? Would that work at King's Home?
I think that would very much work at King's Home. That's a great idea, Mark. So if the Cherry Pickers want to come and have a game, I would be more than welcome. Yes.
Okay, so if anyone involved in the Cherry Pickers, and I know that they're also looking at a resurgence of the that famous side, and also, you know, if Lance and Alex at Gloucester are listening, that sounds like a perfect thing to make happen, and all in all raising money for MND as well. And I'm sure the Gloucester fans would get behind that as well. Andy, it's as always, it's been fascinating talking about Egg Chasers. As you know, you know, we love what you're doing. I know Mike and his family are incredibly grateful for the support that that you've given them and the monies that that you've raised. But as you say, the battle goes on, doesn't it? And we need to be doing more for this cruel disease and to try and find a cure. So well done for what you've done so far, Andy. You and the rest of the guys at Egg Chasers should be so proud of what you've done. And here's to raising lots more money over the coming years. Andy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for joining the Rugby Buzz.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Rugby Buzz. We do hope you're enjoying them. Don't forget, you can still download and listen to all the previous episodes on your favourite podcast site. Look out also for episode 5, when I'll be chatting to current Gloucester rugby star Charlie Sharples about a brilliant Friday night under lights at Kingsholm in 2012, when Gloucester downed European Kings to lose. Thanks again, and stay safe.